There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another edition of MLB DFS Bookits, your Monday, June 10th edition. Got a 9-gamer on tap for you tonight. Hopefully, we have a 9-gamer based on the weather, but before we get into that, you guys all had a great, great weekend. It's getting warm out here on the West Coast. We've got the U.S. Open Golf kicking off this week at Pebble Beach, which will be an absolute blast, but that's another podcast for another day called the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast. Come check that out later tonight. Jesse and I will be recording that one. But again, hope everybody had a great weekend. Quantedge.com, promo code Bubba gets you everything you need for the rest of the MLB season for the all sports first month or a 5-day trial. Use promo code Bubba, get the rest of the MLB season for $74.99. Get the member Discord, the tools, the articles, and much, much more. So come check that over at thequantedge.com. Also come check out fantasysportsdegens.com. They got you covered in the Slack chat for NASCAR, soccer, WNBA even, but basketball, baseball, golf, the works, you name it, we got it. The golf chat's been cranking up the last few weeks. It should be popping off for the U.S. Open. Come in there, chat it up. I'll talk more about that on the podcast later tonight. But come join us over there in the Slack chat if you have any questions there. But again, 9-gamer on tap tonight. Real quick with your totals. D-backs, Phillies, 9.5. Mets, Yankees, 10. A's, Rays, 8.5. Cardinals, Marlins, 8.5. Rangers, Red Sox, 8. Pirates, Braves, 10. Nationals, White Sox, waiting on that total. It'll probably be 8.5 to 9 at least, just based on the matchup of Anibal Sanchez and Odorsmar Despaigne making the spot start for the White Sox. Yet Cubs, Rockies, and Coors, 11. Dodgers, Angels, 9. So you have 5 of the current 8 totals that we have are 9 or higher. 4 of the 9 are 10 or 9.5 or higher. So there's offense aplenty, but there's also weather. And see how it changes throughout the day. But currently in the Bronx, Mets at the Yankees, about 70% chances of rain. It decreases as the night goes on, but it's going to be pretty heavy most of the night, like 50% or more. So keep an eye on that one. That could be in trouble. Arizona at Philly, about 55% chances of rain. And then Texas, Boston starts off with like 10 to 15% chances, but gets heavier as the night goes on. So all could be very, very interesting. So keep an eye on those 3 games. We might be narrowed down to 6 or 7 games instead of 9. But we have plenty to attack on the slate. So let's get it popping. You got 3 pitchers over 10K. And we got 2 that we'll take a look at. I know we have 2. My bad. DraftKings is drunk right now. They have every Chicago White Sox pitcher in the book. If Lucas Giolito was pitching today, he'd be the most expensive pitcher on the slate. Wrap your head around that. It's true because he's worth it, but just wrap your head around that. But Chris Sale, 10-9 at home against the Texas Rangers. Chris Sale's back, folks. He's going to have some bad outings here and there. There's no sugarcoating that, but right now he is back. He has been absolutely outstanding to start the last few months here. He's got a strikeout rate of 35%, a swinging strike rate of almost 15%. The Texas Rangers strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. They have a 2.8 team total, lowest on the slate. Lefties 255, righties 278. Again, you got to make sure the weather is good in that one, but it's a very, very solid spot for Chris Sale, whose last few starts 51.5, 21, 16.5, 20, 44, 41, 34. Chris Sale's back. He's not dominant in every start, but he's not killing you in starts, giving you a really good run out there. There's a lot to like with Christopher Sale. If you want to drop down $500, though, you might get the best pitcher in baseball this season. I'm going to clarify that with this season. But Hyungjin Ryu has been absolutely filthy. A 101 ERA at home, a 178 ERA on the road. He has 22 or more DraftKings points in 8 of his last 9 games. He has been absolutely outstanding. And he goes up against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim team with a team total of 4. Lefties 242, righties 261 off Ryu. And an Angels team with a 310 wOBA and a 160 ISO. First left-handed pitching. That's average at best. The thing with the Angels, they don't strike out a lot. That's something we know. It's always been that way. They have a strikeout rate less than 17% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Ryu, 24% strikeout rate, almost 50% ground ball rate of his own. He's in a phenomenal spot. When you look at Ryu, you look at a guy that, where did I put it? He's right here. He's racking up the strikeouts surprisingly with his strikeout rate, but, you know, 2 his last start against Arizona, but, you know, 7, 3, 5, 9, 6, 6, 10, 9. He had a stretch there where he's striking out everybody under the sun, so maybe he can get to the Angels, maybe he can't, but at 10-4, very interesting play, very interesting pivot for $500 left off of Chris Sale, the highest priced man on this slate. And then I'm going to throw in a $9,900 guy because I have nobody left till the 8Ks that I like, but Charlie Morton, at 99, he's like the forgotten son on almost every slate. People forget just how good he's been. But his last 3 starts, 32.8 at Detroit, 25-4 against Minnesota, 31-9 at Cleveland. Yes, those offenses aren't great. But then a 10-2 at New York, back to 25-7, 16-27, 23 at Boston. The dude's been absolutely filthy at $9,900 at home against the Oakland A's. Yes, the Oakland A's offense can be good. Not hiding that one at all. But they also strike out almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And Charlie Morton's a minus 225 home favorite at this point in time, where Chris Sale's a minus 250. So they're both heavy, heavy favorites. So win equity is in your favor, and he's $1,000 cheaper than Chris Sale. Morton's got a 30.5% K rate and a 52% ground ball rate. You got an Oakland A's team with a 3.25 team total, second lowest on the slate. They have a 311 wOBA, which is average at best, and a 174 ISO, not bad. But lefty's hitting 291, righty's 251 off Charlie Morton. I think Charlie Morton, out of the 3 guys up top that I like, he could be the contrarian pivot to, if you're worried about ownership, he's the angle to go to up here. But all 3 are really good spots here. The way I rank it out is I got Hyungjin Ryu, because I'm just not getting off that bandwagon until it just completely derails. And then you got Chris Sale, and you got Charlie Morton. But I think if you want to be super contrarian up top, you go Chucky, and you get the discount with him, and you enjoy it. I think that's the angle you go with on this slate if you're paying up for pitching. All right, if you get in the middle here, you got a couple options. Anibal Sanchez. Yes, Anibal Sanchez, $8,100. He's at the Chicago White Sox. His 2 starts since returning from the IL. He faced Atlanta, 6 shutout innings, 7 Ks for 30.3 points. Then he faced the Chicago White Sox, 5 1/3, 1 earned. That was a solo home run, 7 Ks as well for 21 DraftKings points. Back-to-back good starts, back-to-back 7 K starts. And again, it's a White Sox team he just faced that's sometimes good, sometimes bad. But what is good about it, and we talk about it time and time again with the White Sox, yes, they can sneak on you with, you know, some power bats here and there, but they strike out a ton, almost a 27% strikeout rate versus right-handed pitching. And when Anibal's coming back, getting the strikeouts he's getting, that's great. He limits hard contact, but does give up a lot of fly balls, so keep that in mind, and it is in Chicago, so the ball can fly quite a bit. Lefty's 357, righty's 275 versus Anibal, so outside of Yoan Moncada, honestly, there aren't a ton of lefties I'm scared of in that lineup. I think Tilson's a lefty. You have Daniel Palka. I think he went back to the minors, actually. Yeah, Yomer Sanchez, but most of their big threats are from the right side of the plate where Anibal does succeed. And on the season, the White Sox are 307 wOBA, a 156 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Anibal's always, you know, sketchy. He can be a pain in the ass to watch. He can make your blood pressure rise. I get it all. But he also last year put in great, great runs, and we're seeing it coming off the IL. This time, things are looking good. Still a short stint. It could all blow up in our face. It's tough to be good consistently when all you really are, for the most part, a fastball and a changeup and an occasional other off-speed pitch, but you're focusing on, you know, you need to locate that changeup very, very well to be very, very effective, and then mix in your slider, curveball. He's got one of the two at this point in time. I'm blanking on it, but yeah, that's what you want to look at right there. The other guy, Masahiro Tanaka, coming off the paternity list. There's a big O next to his name on DraftKings right now, so that might deter people from playing him, which is fine. But you got Tanaka at home, who's been much better, a 3.02 ERA, averaging 18 DraftKings points per game at home this season. And you look at his game log, and it's not pretty. 4.1 at Toronto, 12 against San Diego, but then, you know, an 18, a 23, a 28, back to a 14, 11, a 1, then 28. Tanaka's very up and down. As we know, he's been that way forever for us. He's more of a second-half pitcher than a first-half pitcher. Well, good news is we're getting closer to the second half. And you got a New York Mets team that strikes out almost 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Tanaka minus 185 favorite in this matchup. That's the third highest favorite on the slate, so that's outstanding for a $7,900 pitcher. I know it's not the end-all be-all, but it's one way to definitely look at things, because if you can get the win equity and hopefully lock in 4 points out the gate and then throw in some strikeouts because they're a heavy strikeout team, things slowly go in your direction. Sure, the Mets offense is hitting better. Tanaka does give a 41% hard contact, which is huge. It doesn't give up as many fly balls as he used to, but it's more like when he gives them up, they go a long, long ways. And that's the thing with Tanaka. So he might not give up a lot of fly balls because he has a 46% ground ball rate to go with a 21.5% strikeout rate, but the fly balls go a long, long ways when it happens. You got a Mets team with a 4.3 team total, lefties 323, righties 283, and the Mets are bringing a lot of good lefties to the plate. McNeil's a scrappy little base hit guy. You got Conforto, he's heating up. Dom Smith's heating up. And then it kind of goes away, though. So it's like there's guys that can scare you. You got Pete Alonso from the right side. Todd Frazier's heating up. He's on the right side. He'll love going back to the Bronx. So on and so forth. But you have options there with Tanaka. 310 Woba, 163 ISO for the New York Mets versus right-handed pitching. So Tanaka is in play for you tonight at $7,900. Nice, cheap option. In this mid-7-8K range, I got Sanchez 1, Tanaka 2. Now let's talk some punts. Sandy Alcantara, $6,900 at home against St. Louis. Not my top punch, but he is a punt nonetheless, so I need to offer him up to you. He is pitching at home, where he's been a completely different pitcher from the DraftKings perspective. Averaging 17.7 DraftKings points per start at home compared to 7.2 on the road. Coming off a road start, ironically, at Milwaukee, where he got 24 DraftKings points. He had 15 at home against the Giants, scuffled on the road against Washington, but then 43.5 at home against the Mets. Other previous home starts, struggled against Cleveland, but then 12-7. It's a roller coaster ride with Sandy, but he's been much better of late. And again, facing a St. Louis team that's just, I don't know what their deal is, to tell you the truth. They have a really good offense that's just not producing. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sandy's not a huge strikeout guy. 16% K rate, does walk too many guys. But 47% ground ball rate limits the hard contact, which is very, very good. And, you know, St. Louis, a 4.45 team total. It's, you know, sixth lowest on the slate right now. Lefties do it 328, righties 317 off Sandy. But, you know, again, this is where I was saying the Cardinals' offense is confusing. They have a 319 wOBA, which is, yeah, okay. Not great, but okay. And only a 160 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So they're not really tearing the cover off the ball. They're in pitcher-friendly Miami. He's at least on the radar at $6,900. Problem is, there's two other spots I'll probably go through tonight if I want to save some cash. One being Yu Darvish, and I'm wondering how chalky he's going to be because, A, he's been much better of late, but, B, the contrary side of things, it's in Coors Field, and that scares – that's almost like an automatic X out for people. On the season, Yu Darvish has a 5.89 home ERA, a 3.64 road ERA. Again, Coors Field. He has faced the Rockies once this year, 5 1/3, 2 earned, 3 walks, 5 Ks for 14.4 points. Walks have been his issue, but you look at Darvish's numbers of late. 15 against Colorado, 19-3 against St. Louis, scuffled against Cincy at home, but then 17-3, 27, 17, 27, 15, 23. You give me 15 or more at 62 in Coors, I'm pretty happy. I'll take that ride there with you, Darvish, all day long. But it is Coors Field, and the Rockies coming off a big road trip. They start a 7-game series at Coors. We're going to talk about them every freaking day, which kind of sucks because I hate Coors because it's Coors, and it's going to start getting warm, so it's going to get really stupid out there. But it is a Rockies team that strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. It's Darvish versus Marquez. Darvish 26% carry, but again, 15% walk rate, which is terrifying. But what I like about Darvish and Coors, and again, I got to keep saying it. I know you guys aren't dumb. You guys listen enough. You care about baseball. You know the stuff here. But, you know, a 50% ground ball rate is great in Coors. A 32% hard contact rate is great in Coors. But it's Coors. So we can only line up what we can know. If Darvish just gets destroyed in Coors, so be it. But for $6,200, we literally have a guy with 20-plus to 30-plus point upside for $6,200. Like, it's just, I have a feeling it's going to be chalky, and it might not be good to play a chalky pitcher in Coors, so that could definitely take me off of him. But it's in play. It's in play at $6,200. We've been playing Darvish when he's cheap, and we've been rolling those dice. It's been paying off lately more than it hasn't. But at $6,200, you really got to pay attention to that. And then the last guy I'm going to look at here at $5,200 is Joe Musgrove of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, he's at the Atlanta Braves. He's been better on the road than at home this year, 3.29 road ERA. He's faced the Braves once this year, 8 innings, 3 earned on 2 home runs, 6 Ks for 24.4 points. That was his last start out. Prior to that, a 7.7, a minus 5, a 17, and then a 28. So Very up and down season for Joe Musgrove. Very, very up and down. And now that he's going to be in Atlanta, it's scary. It's scary, but it's $5,200 scary. Kind of like the Darvish thing we just talked about. There's a lot of like, oh no possibilities here, but also a lot of yes at $5,200. You know, we had Ronaldo Lopez at 45 yesterday. I was talking about it in the chats that was a play because he had just as much upside as Freed at $7,100. Take the savings, and Ronaldo dealt. You got Musgrove facing an Atlanta team with a 22% K rate on the season versus right-handed pitching. Musgrove's got an 18% K rate, a 44% ground ball rate. Just got to keep the ball in the ballpark. When he gives up the hard contact, it's very, very hard. Atlanta has a 5.4 team total. It's the third highest total currently on the slate. Lefty's only 312. Righty's only 298 versus Musgrove. It's just he kind of gets that big inning. Like I mentioned, two home runs his last time out. When you look at a few other starts of his of late, let me pull a game log back up real quick. It was two home runs last time, three home runs to start before, a zero home run, a one, but then like his really good start to zero, a zero. So it's a matter of he either walks too many guys or he gets the long ball. When he puts it all together, things are juicy, juicy good. So we'll have to keep an eye on that when it comes to Musgrove. But at $5,200, he's on the radar for me. So recapping your pitching, all the way up top, you got Hyunjin Ryu, Chris Sale, Chucky Morton. In the middle, Anibal Sanchez, Masahiro Tanaka. My allergies are killing me. I'm on some medication for those, and it's not even 5 in the morning yet. And down below, Darvish, Musgrove, and Alcantara. So some really good-looking stuff there, actually, on a slate like this. But again, watch the weather, as it won't be the end-all, be-all. All right, looking at the bats on this 9-gamer catcher's position, you could go to El Garri, $5,100 at home against the Mets and Jason Vargas. I've been using Vargas of late. I'm not using him against the Yankees. I usually don't like to use guys that go and throw like 120 pitches on their next start. I'll be looking at Vargas' next time around. That'll be happening for sure. But currently, at this point in time, you got a Yankees team with a 5.7 team totals, lefties 299, righties 339. What's weird about the Yankees, they only have a 300 wOBA and a 146 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Like, if you want to go full YOLO, you can go Jason Vargas. I'm not going to tell you not to. That's a full YOLO play with potential. I'm just not doing it. And El Garri at 51 is in play. Yeah, Contreras and Coors, that's worth a look. Or Caratini, depends on who starts there. But dropping down to some cheaper options, if you want to play the home run game, Wilson Ramos at 4K versus Tanaka could come into play for you. Going down farther, like Elias Diaz at 36 versus Kevin Gausman, I like a lot. Gausman has been getting destroyed of late. Diaz is very streaky. It's kind of a boomer bust play, probably not cash game viable. But at 3,600, he's worth a look. You got a Pirates team with a 4.6 team total against Gausman. Lefties 303, righties they're hitting 335 versus Gausman of late. And Gausman's just getting his poop pushed in lately. It's been bad, really, really bad. So Diaz at 36 is in play. But going down cheaper, like a Tony Walters at 36 versus Darvish and Coors, nice cheap option. Brian McCann at 35 versus Musgrove. We mentioned the ability to take advantage of that. So a couple nice cheapies for you there in the mid-3K range. Matt Wieters, if he's starting for St. Louis at 33 versus Alcantara, he'll be in play for you as well. Otherwise, check some lineups. You'll get some hit and miss options throughout there and see who's pitching for Oakland, because I'm seeing mixed results on that at this moment in time. Let's go back and see what we got here. It doesn't help that DraftKings has every Chicago White Sox pitcher under the sun in this thing right now. So it really clogs up the list of pitchers. But Oakland has... they're doing like an opener strategy. Tanner Anderson's coming up from AAA Vegas. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. See how that turns out. He's only 4K. But see what really happens there, because I don't know if that's the end-all, be-all in that situation. All right, let's go over to first base. We got Josh Bell at 57. He's quieted down a bit, but Kevin Gausman could be the cure for that. That's a really good spot there. You got the red-hot Jay Bruce against Clark of Arizona at 55. Both good looks. Freeman at 54. But you got Anthony Rizzo and Coors. It's like, okay, you got Bell, Bruce, and Freeman in good spots. Or you just go to Coors with Rizzo. I know it's Marquez. Marquez is good, but it's Coors. That's just the way I look at it. But if you want to pay up, you can, because Freeman, Bruce, and Bell are in great spots. I prefer probably Freeman and Bell in their matchups. Freeman's been like white hot of late. When you look at he's averaging 12 points over his last 10, 8, 5, the last two, but then 27, 16, 4, 26, 9, 16, 8. Really putting together consistency, so I don't hate that at all. And you got the thing with the Cubs, they had the Sunday night game, and they flew to Colorado. Could be a slow start for them there, but 5,300 for Rizzo and Coors versus Marquez in play. Or you save a little bit more, and you go to one of the hottest hitters in all of baseball, and he's quieted down of late. He's only averaging 5.5 over his last 10. 0-6-2-3. Really letting guys down with Cody Bellinger at 51 versus Griffin Canning is interesting. You got Daniel Murphy at 5K and Coors versus Darvish. So lots to like up top. If you want to go 5K and above, you look at Rizzo and Coors, Freddie Freeman versus Musgrove, and then probably drop down to like a Murphy or a Belly. But that Rizzo Freeman would be like my top two options up top there. But when you drop down, Luke Voigt at 44 versus Vargas is in play. Matt Adams versus Despaigne. You could hit lefties versus Despaigne was a big, big thing when Despaigne was up last year. Obviously making his first start this year. There's a lot to like with lefties versus Despaigne. So Matt Adams at 42, nice cheaper option for you there. I got no problem using the fishing in the night. Had some of them yesterday. I've used them a lot lately because they've been cheap and productive. They have a team total of above four, but lefties 303, righties 403 off Michael Wacha. So a guy like Garrett Cooper, who's been putting it together of late, he's $4,200. He's in play. With Miami, though, like Brian Anderson, I can one off. I can some of the times I can one off. It depends on your lineup build. I'm not gonna say don't do it, but with them for the most part, I want to stack. I want to stack and go from there. So Garrett Cooper at 42 is in play. Ryan McMahon, if he's in the Colorado lineup, he's first base, second base eligible from the left side at 4,200. It's some nice savings for a nice Colorado bat. I mentioned Dom Smith earlier, likely in the lineup with the DH tonight, first base outfield for the Mets. He's 4K versus Tanaka, so definitely some options if you choose to save some cash down here that you can utilize. Other than that, you know, nothing. Matt Olson at 36 is value. It is Charlie Morton, though, so I respect the hell out of that. So it's tough value, to say the least. Second base gets interesting. Like, yeah, Bote and Coors. I don't feel like paying that tonight against Marquez. But Ketel Marte, nice GPP play at 47 versus Eichhoff. When you look at the D-backs against Eichhoff, Eichhoff's been very hit and miss this season. And Arizona's lefties 323, righties 306 versus Eichhoff. So a guy like Ketel Marte in Citizen Bank Park at 47, good GPP play in that matchup. Got DJ LeMahieu, who's always GPP relevant for us at 45. I like that quite a bit. But again, Ryan McMahon at only $4,200. I know McMahon's been super streaky, but you know, you get him back to Coors. We're on the season. He's hitting 253, the 453 slug, averaging over 7 DraftKings points per start at home this season. Not a must play at all, but a $4,200 play in Coors, you can take advantage of that for sure. A few other options for you. You know, I've been writing up Brian Dozier a lot. He's more expensive tonight. And it's not a lefty, so I'll probably avoid that. But if you need to go crazy, you can. But like Adam Frazier, $3,900 if he's leading off for Pittsburgh is a good play. If not, Kevin Newman at 38. Both nice values versus Gossman. I think Pittsburgh is going to be a very good angle on this slate. We'll talk about that more in the stacks. But I'm going to keep picking on Kevin Gossman. He's been really, really bad. That Pittsburgh offense, not a great one by any means, but they can be very, very surprising and put up runs in bunches when they get going. So we'll talk about that in a bit. But don't sleep on some value there. Michael Chavis has been ice cold, so I'll pass on that until I see some improvements there. But Jeff McNeil at 36 in a GPP. Cesar Hernandez leading off at 36. I can get there. Those are probably more stack pieces. If I'm one-offing there, I prefer Cesar Hernandez over Jeff McNeil. McNeil, cash, Cesar, GPP type stuff. But definite upside if you choose to look around and do that kind of deal. Other than that, we'll see what pops up later. Heading over to third base, you got Anthony Rendon at 56. Interesting play when you can get Arenado for 100 less in Coors. But Eduardo Escobar, again, the Arizona Diamondbacks not running to play them, but similar to Pittsburgh, could be an interesting stack. They almost have the same total as Pittsburgh. Both very, very intriguing plays we'll talk about here in a bit. But Escobar at 53, priced up, could be a good play for you tonight. Going down from Escobar, you got the likes of maybe a Chris Bryant and Coors, but Austin Riley versus Musgrove at 5K is very intriguing. But what I like, I mentioned him a lot last week on this show in write-ups. I've been rolling with him. He's averaging 10.7 over his last 10. He has 4 home runs over his last 10. He put up a 0 yesterday, but then a 16-3, 16-21, 0-5, 14, 14, 18. He's the left-handed third baseman for your Pittsburgh Pirates, Colin Moran. $4,600 versus Gossman, I think it's a very, very good play because no one plays him. Every time I played him, it's been less than 5%. And I get it. He had a couple zeros there, but way more good nights than bad nights. He's surging right now. Take advantage of Colin Moran while you can at $4,600. Yoán Moncada, also a great play at 44. He's been white hot, averaging 10.5 over his last 10. 14-3, 10, 14, 20 in his last 5. So 10 or more in 4 of his last 5. He got a price decrease. He's been in the 5s lately, down to 44 versus Anibal Sanchez. And we know that lefties hit 357 off Animal. So Yoán Moncada, very much worth a play. If it's a one-off or part of a stack, no problem with that at all. So good value there between Moran and Mankata if you don't want to pay up at third base. Matt Carpenter of 4K if you want to go get some serious savings. Carpenter's been very up and down, but probably the most consistent hitter of late for St. Louis. Lefties 328, righties 317 versus Sandy Alcantara, so keep an eye on that one. Some cheaper options, maybe a Scott Kingery at 4K. You could definitely look at something like that. Brian Anderson at 39 for Miami against Waka. We've talked about them a few times. But for the most part, you know, Justin Turner's been okay. You got Matt Chapman versus Morton. It's not the greatest matchup. You could look at a J.D. Davis in a Mets GPP stack at 35 for some savings and some power upside. But not a ton that comes down after, like, Matty Carpenter that I really want to go attack if I don't have to. Shortstop position, you got the likes of a Trevor Story and Coors at 59. Probably not going to pay $59 for Story and Coors. It's always in play, but not one that I just love to go play at this point in time. But you like Javi Baez at 54 is interesting against Marquez. Dansby Swanson at 47, a part of your Atlanta stacks, I think could be very low owned and interesting. But you slide on down like a Gleyber Torres at 43. He's in play. A Paul DeJong GPP at 43. I don't hate that. But the guy I'm looking at, you want to save some cash at 42. He's been red hot. Corey Seager against Griffin Canning. I respect Griffin Canning, but Seager's been swinging a really, really good bat. You got the Dodgers with a team total about 5. Canning's been good. Lefty's 263. Righty's 290. So you do have that in play for sure. But really good look there for Corey Seager at 42 if you want to save some cash. Farther down, you got Didi Gregorius, who is back from the IL. He's been back for a handful of games now, 3 games overall, 0, 21, and 6 in those 3 games. But one thing people need to remember about LDD, he loves hitting lefties. Much better against lefties than righties. Lefties hitting 299 on the season versus Jason Vargas. Got that short porch in right field for Didi tonight, so that's something to keep an eye on in that matchup. Sliding on down, I mentioned Kevin Newman of Pittsburgh already at 38. He's in play for you. Ahmed Rosario at 36, very good savings. Hopefully hitting towards the top of that Mets order tonight versus Tanaka. But Ahmed at 36, I don't hate that at all. I use him quite a bit. So go take a look at Ahmed Rosario at that price point. Going to the outfield, got some interesting ones here. You got Chucky Blackman's back versus Darvish at 58. He's in play. Mentioned Jay Bruce already. Austin Meadows at 54 could be a very, very solid look depending on who's pitching there for Oakland. David Dahl swinging a very, very hot stick. He's $5,300, averaging 13.3 over his last 10, hitting 330 on the year. He's back against Darvish at 53. I like that quite a bit for David Dahl. Going on down farther, like Juan Soto at 51 could be a sneaky nice play. People might overlook him on this slate going to Coors and everything. Again, Despaigne can be hit by lefties quite a bit. So Juan Soto at 51. Starling Marte will get overlooked as well at 51. Going up against Kevin Gausman, Marte averaging 11 points over his last 10. So remember that righties hit Gausman extremely well. So keep him on your radar. We mentioned Bellinger at 51 already. Very good GPP plays. He's ice cold right now, but could show up for you. But Austin Riley and Ronald Acuna Jr. only $4,900. Joe Musgrove has been very hot and cold. Acuna averaging 11 over his last 10, put up a 20 yesterday. We've mentioned him quite a bit. So don't forget that one in that situation with Ronald Acuna Jr. All right, going down a little farther here. You got the likes of, say, Ketel Marte at 47. Talked about him already. Avisel Garcia at 46. Keep an eye on that A's starting situation because that could turn into something very interesting for Tampa Bay. Tanner Anderson's the man penciled in, coming from Vegas. Not sure if it's going to be a starter situation, how it's going to go. But if it is Tanner Anderson, Tampa Bay is going to be a very nice play outside of Coors. They currently have a projected 5.3 total in this matchup. If that's the case, Tampa's very, very strong. And we'll be targeting them quite a bit. You got Brian Reynolds at Pittsburgh at 46. Keep an eye on. Like David Peralta's been back for Arizona. He's 4,600 here versus Joe Musgrove. 4, 7, 24, 12 in his last 4. So something to keep an eye on there against Eichhoff in that matchup. You got a cheap Mookie Betts at 45 versus Minor. But Gregory Polanco at 45 versus Gausman is very intriguing. And then Kyle Schwarber in Coors at 45. We like Schwarber in general, averaging 10.6 over his last 10. 16, 25, 8, 10, 14, 10 over his last 6. Really crushing it. Now he gets Coors and he gets Ramon Marquez. I get it. But it's a really good spot here for Schwarber at $4,500, getting a piece of Coors at that price point. You have Bryce Harper at 44. Eventually it's coming. He's averaging 7.6 over his last 10. He has double digits in 2 of his last 4, 7 or more in 4 of his last 5. So it's coming. He's $4,400 versus Clark. Philadelphia has a total over five. Lefties are hitting 392 over off of Taylor Clark. So Harper at 44 is a discount, and it's coming, folks. Just be ready for it. Conforto at 43 versus Tanaka, very, very solid look for you there in that matchup. Again, Tommy Pham, if Tampa Bay gets the right setup against Anderson at 43, I like that a lot. Tampa Bay's getting more and more attractive as we go. Mentioned Garrett Cooper already at 42. You got Jason Hayward and Coors at 42. A couple options for you there. But when you slide on down to 4K and below, you got Dom Smith at 4K. You can look at Clint Frazier if you want at 4K in a GPP. Dom Smith's pretty much got the same upside, more contrarian matchup for him. Like Melky Cabrera versus Gossman at 4K is in play for you. You go below 4K now, and it gets a little quiet. It's very, very quiet. But let's see what this little update's about. Corey Dickerson might be coming back here pretty soon. So that could be one to keep an eye on for tonight's action against Kevin Gossman. He might be coming back. You got Brian Anderson at $3,900. Talked about him already to be contrarian with your fish. Other than that, it's going to be one of those check lineup type things. Jeff McNeil at 36. Brett Gardner, lefty-lefty, but Cameron Maben's there at 36. Nick Markakis has been quiet, but if you're stacking, he's okay. JD Davis, talked about him already. There are options down here. You just got to wait and see what the lineups give you to see how much you need to punt on this slate. All right, recapping your pitching. Again, up top, Ryu, Sale, Morton. In the middle, Sanchez, Tanaka. Down below, Darvish, Musgrove, and Alcantara. Looking at the stacks on this slate, the Nats versus Despondia can be very, very interesting depending on what lineup they run out there. But, you know, you obviously got Coors versus Darvish and Marquez. Personally, I always like the road team over the home team unless the matchups pitching-wise is really, really bad. I love targeting Marquez because he gets super low Colorado ownership. That's a beautiful thing. And it's a Cubs offense, you know, with a 341 wOBA and a 201 ISO versus right-handed pitching, and now they're in Coors Field. It's Marquez. It could happen, but then you get the Colorado bullpen. The Cubs could be a very low-owned Coors stack for you tonight. But Atlanta versus Joe Musgrove, very, very nice. So is Pittsburgh versus Kevin Gausman. Don't sleep on Pittsburgh. Don't sleep on Arizona versus Eichhoff. Those are two really good ones. Then Tampa Bay, very, very nice versus Oakland. So you don't have to go to Coors. Obviously, the Yankees versus Vargas, there's other ones to take. But if you're not going Coors and you want to be a little different, my different stacks I do like Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Arizona. Those four are some I'd really keep an eye on. And maybe sprinkle in some Philly. But if you're staying out of Coors, Atlanta versus Musgrove, Pittsburgh versus Gossman, I like a lot. And then you got Tampa Bay, who I like a lot. Pittsburgh and Tampa might be my two favorites, especially outside of Coors. And then Arizona at 4.5. And there's, let's go BVP hunting on this slate. Matt Olson has taken Charlie Morton deep. Chris Davis taking him deep twice, but not a ton of just consistent success there for the A's. Brett Gardner, 4-for-13 with a homer off Vargas. Didi's got a homer off of him. Hicks has one. Hicks hits lefties very, very well. Kendrys Morales has two. When you go down farther, you don't have a ton of good BVP. Your Betts and JD, you're taking Mac Minor deep. Asdrubal Cabrera, 10-for-38, four doubles, two homers, only 263 average versus Chris Sale, but that's better than most people do against Chris Sale, to put it bluntly. Dansby, Acuna, and Freeman have all taken Musgrove deep in small samples. Moran, Polanco, Diaz has taken Gausman deep in small samples. Polanco, 4-for-12 with a double and a homer. Moran, 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. Small sample stuff. But Jose Abreu, 13-for-26, hitting 500 with three doubles and two home runs versus Animal Sanchez. That's very nice in that matchup. Nolan Arenado, 4-for-10 with a home run versus Darvish, Trevor Story, and Iannetta have taken him deep, only hitting 211 as a team. So keep that in mind, but not a lot of BVP on this slate. One last thing, let's take a look at the sheets from Fantasy Sports Degens member Mike Tuck. He updated the sheets for us this morning. His top projected point pitchers, Charlie Morton at 20, almost 24, Ryu, Sale, Anibal, and Jason Vargas actually wrap around his top five. And we look at projected value when it comes to pitchers. Alcantara, Vargas, Morton, Sanchez, Musgrove would be his top value pitchers on this slate. When you look at projected points for hitters, his top projected points, you got Schwarber leads the way, which is awesome. Baez, Turner, Bruce, David Dahl wrap around the top five there. And when you look at projected value for the bats, Schwarber's the top value. Then Asdrubal Cabrera, Carlos Gonzalez. Cargo in Coors is really cheap. That's another option for you there. Todd Frazier and Brandon Lau wrap out the value. Come to the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat if you'd like to check out those sheets. They are available to all the Slack chat members. All right, that'll wrap up the 9-game slate. Fun one on tap tonight. Watch the weather. Again, weather Rain permitting about three of the places in the Northeast. Yankees, Phillies, Boston, those ball games. Keep an eye on those. But other than that, really good stuff. I'm on Twitter at BDEntric. If you need any help with anything, give me a rating and review on iTunes. I'd much appreciate it. And check out thequantage.com, promo code Bubba for everything you need there. Join us in the member Discord with all your questions or at fantasysportsdegens.com in the Slack chat there. But until tomorrow, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 10th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.